Hi, Ash is with Andy McEvan, incoming chair of the Institutional Group on Health and Safety, or IIG for short. And we're at Westminster for Engineering a Healthy Future, a reception for parliamentarians, industry leaders and representatives from the health and safety and engineering professions. First of all, Andy, tell us about the IIG.
Well, the IIG was a group founded some 20 years ago by Dick Taylor to get each institution expertise contributions from all the wide professions and bring it into a central core, and then we can divert the information out again.
Fantastic. And so the IIG is behind today's event.
It is.
Engineering a Healthy Future. Tell us about today's event. Why is it so important?
Well, it's important in terms of that it brings awareness into institutions about its existence, but also into the Parliament and the wider context of our society, and actually beginning to put health and safety at the core of activity rather than the fringe on the
other. We're talking about engineering design, aren't we? So what do we mean? So to the layperson, what does that mean, having...
What it means is actually you do things right first time. So, for instance, take Heathrow Terminal 5. You think about how you're going to change the light bulbs, and then you build that in rather than build the structure, then think about how to change the light bulbs. And that's what we're about. And we're about, because institutions got their own expertise, so you've got electrical, chemical safety, you've got fire, you've got ergonomics, and what you need to do as an engineering brotherhood, we need to actually use our skills at each other's issues.
Yeah. So we're not doing enough in this country. Do you think more can be done in this country then to improve engineering design? How do we compare with other countries?
No, it's not about engineering design. It's about thinking about safety first. What we need, think about ergonomics, think about health and safety as part of the design process and not rush into it. Our designers are great, all our engineers are good, but we need to think about wider picture earlier in the design.
Have you got a message perhaps to professionals, people whose job it is to protect people in the workplace? What can they learn from today's event, maybe, or the IIG?
Well, I suppose the charter member of IOSH, who are maybe safety responsible people or people who do say this, actually tell them actually they need to bring in engineering expertise and actually think about safety at the start of the project, not in the middle and not at the end, but at the start, so we get things right. And that then, as this event highlights the business case for health and safety, money getting safety right than actually having to reverse engineer hazards out of the problem.
And if you don't mind, I mean, IOSH has helped organise today's event. Just a shameless plug for IOSH. How important is it that you've got an institution like IOSH putting on events like this?
Oh, this is huge. Huge. I've got to thank IOSH tremendously for organising this, because this brings the awareness, and IOSH are very good at actually bringing the word, and the work of Richard Jones is excellent in bringing the word out about safety. But IOSH actually underpins all our work, and it's very incredibly helpful, because it's like the common thread and amongst the little contributions. So it's almost like a symbiotic relationship, because the electrical people do electrical safety, IOSH does occupation safety, chemical safety, you've got ergonomics, you've got civil construction safety, all interweaved, and IOSH and the engineering institutions are symbiotically work and coexist together on this.
Fantastic. Thanks very much.
Thank you.